Winery Crasher is a proud member of the Barreras Podcasters Guild.
Why exactly do we get so hung up on pairing wine with food? Well, have you ever been unfortunate enough to brush your teeth, then drink orange juice afterwards? Stay tuned, because I'll be explaining more in just a moment on this episode of Winery Crasher.
Hey everybody, it's Connor, the Winery Crasher. I'm here to tell you that it would mean the world to me if you considered following me on social media. That's why today's episode is sponsored by my Instagram account. Just visit me at Winery Crasher and hit that follow button. You'll be able to listen to clips of my episodes, learn wine tips, and find out what's in my glass. As a small thank you, DM me and I will give you my wine and common ingredients pairing sheet absolutely free. Now that is something to raise a glass for. Let's get back to the episode.
You're listening to Winery Crasher, the podcast where we pair wines with everyday foods, review wines under $20, and welcome you, even if you drink wine from a mason jar. This is Wine Culture with Attitude. Hey everybody, and welcome to Winery Crasher. I'm your host, Connor, and today we're talking about some of the basic philosophy behind pairing wine and food. This is a popular question. Many people want to know about good wine and food pairings. I think it's best to start with the basics. I'm all about being confident with wine, and when you understand these ideas, you'll be a lot more confident about exploring what you like. I just mentioned orange juice and toothpaste. Why did I bring those two up? Overall, the main goal of pairing wine and food is a lot like learning to avoid drinking orange juice after brushing your teeth. When you're pairing wine and food together, you're working to maximize both the enjoyment of your food and your wine. You're trying to make sure that one doesn't overpower the other so that you can experience both flavors really well. You want to enjoy your meal and taste both your wine and your food. I have my own example here. I like to go to the gas station and pick up my favorite candy bar, a king-sized Kit Kat, and my favorite wine, Mountain Dew Voltage. You might think that's disgusting, and I don't care. If I eat my Kit Kat before I drink my Voltage, I get a very sad result. The sweetness of the chocolate greatly overpowers the sweetness of the Mountain Dew. So I don't get to enjoy the Mountain Dew at all. It mutes all of the flavors, and it just is sad. So I have to drink the Mountain Dew first and then eat the Kit Kat. Rule number one is this. There are no hard and fast rules to pairing your food with your wine. Only suggestions. Even if you open up the books that I'm reading about food and wine pairing, which are written by wine experts and consulted on by wine experts, you'll notice they can be all over the place. They generally have strong rules, but there are many different people with many different opinions on how to pair food and wine and what goes well with what. Amelia Ceja, who is the owner of Ceja Vineyards in California, came to do a talk at my school, and this is what she said. Everybody's palate is a little bit different, and I've seen this in a few other places. I'm going to leave some links to research in the show notes so you can take a look for yourself. And some of this research is pretty interesting. For example, did you know that like fingerprints, everybody has a unique tongue print. Yes, all of our tongues are unique. So therefore, what you like is going to be what you like. Some people like sushi, others don't. In fact, I remember when I was on vacation in California with my family, my brother and uncle got sandwiches to go and I got sushi. And my blunt grandmother said, "Oh, to my uncle, yours looks good, Buzz. And yours looks good too, Brandon." She said nothing to me because she hated sushi. Some people like onions, others don't. This is kind of how things are unique when it comes to food and wine pairing. What may work for one person may not work for you, and what may work for you may not work for others. When you're getting suggestions about food and wine pairing, that's it. They're suggestions. You have to go with what you like. That is rule number one, and I will get to rule number two right after this quick ad. That leads me to rule number two. Pairing wine with food is about balance and maximizing your enjoyment of both the food and the wine. Let's go back to the Kit Kat and the Mountain Dew. If we were to take a similar situation, like have a delicate white fish, such as sole or cod, and then pair it with a heavy tannic Malbec from Argentina, probably not going to taste too good. The Malbec is going to overpower your fish. But take that same Malbec and pair it with a nice steak, you're going to have a good, tasty pairing. Not only does neither overpower each other, because it's a meat and a heavy red, but they actually complement each other. And a lot of people in Argentina, if you don't know, love their beef with their Malbec. This beef and Malbec pairing from Argentina is a good example for rule number three, which is if it grows together, it goes together. I think I first read this in the book What to Drink with What You Eat by Andrew Dornberg and Karen Page. I will leave a link to that book in the show notes. But it's an interesting point that a lot of wine from a local region pairs very well with food from that same region. For example, in this book, What to Drink with What You Eat, they talk about New Mexican food and they cite Gruet wine, which is a sparkling wine out of New Mexico, as being a great pairing for New Mexican food. Those are the three basic ideas. Number one, what you like is best. Number two, pairing wine and food is about balancing and maximizing the enjoyment of your food and wine. And number three, if it grows together, it often goes together. Now that you know these ideas, you'll be able to listen to my opinions about pairing in future episodes, as well as those of others, and make your own decisions, those that are best for you. For me personally, it's just fun to learn all about pairing wine with food. It's this endless source of studying, learning, and exploring. That is it for this episode. As always, DM me on Instagram at WineryCrasher with your ideas. What questions do you have about wine pairing? What more do you want to learn? So many people want more information on the subject of pairing food and wine, and therefore, I want to make more episodes on it. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, your life is precious, and so are the lives of others. Being bold and having fun means being responsible in all of your choices when drinking alcohol. See you next time. Cheers. Winery Crasher is proudly produced in New Mexico, home of America's first wine country.